Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business RK on Twitter.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie. You can tweet us, we're at InBusinessRK, or send a message via LinkedIn on my own Mary Gallagher or the Radio Kerry page. Now, many West Kerry businesses have headed off to the States because they are taking part in the Dingle Peninsula Cultural, Educational, Trade and Tourism Showcase. It's at New England State Fair, the Big E, in West Springfield. And this has been happening for many years because of Dingle's sister city relationship with Springfield and Western Massachusetts in the USA. And this state fair attracts over 1 million people every year. Well, to tell us all about this, I am joined now by the chair of the Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance, Shane Finn. Shane, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
The Dingle Peninsula Cultural Education and Trade and Tourism Showcase, it's returning to the Big E in the US, and it's something that we've spoken about here in the past here on the programme. But for people who aren't aware of it, will you tell us about it and what actually happens at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I got a very good explanation actually of the Big E Fair in the US about maybe 2 years ago, Mary, and somebody called it the Ploughing Championships but on steroids. So it's a collection of the states in New England, so you know, the main ones being Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maine, Vermont, New York of course as well, New Jersey, all collect at the, you know, the state fair. State fairs are usually a pretty big thing in the US in general, but this particular one, the Big E, is one of the biggest, and obviously, you know, New England, the New England area on that kind of east coast of the US, the Irish diaspora and the Irish connection there is massive. I suppose we're sister citied with West Springfield, so our sister city relationship, and with the Big E taking place in their city, in their town, it's a huge event for us. I suppose it's the first year back since 2019, the first, we'll say, quote-unquote normal year anyway. So it's great for us, it's great for our members and the local businesses that are gone over there, and I suppose one of the things that we always try and do is just to really strengthen that relationship that we have with the Irish diaspora there and our connections in Springfield. So it's a huge state fair. You know, I think that there's a couple of numbers being thrown around each year. You know, the footfall that comes through that Dingle Pavilion isn't far off a million people over 21 days. So it's a big event.
That's amazing. So these businesses from the Dingle Peninsula head over and they exhibit along with businesses that are from the state over there.
Yeah, so you mentioned there in the introduction, Mary, like the showcase, and that's, I suppose, for us really what it is. You know, a number of businesses are going over. The main ones, I suppose, that people would know of would be the Dingle Distillery, Dingle Crystal, Breen de Snack Jewellery. A lot of, you know, the iconic, I suppose, Dingle brands have been going there for quite some time. And basically what happens is there's this state fair, the grounds, there's a huge building. And within one of these big buildings, we have our own little kind of, I suppose, pavilion. With a little thatched roof and a little entrance and things like that. And that's where our business is set up. That's where our local business is set up. And they showcase and they meet people and they meet other businesses from, I suppose, the Springfield area. And of course, they have a lot of people that travel just to see the Dingle Pavilion as well. And, you know, we're there, I suppose, people are selling goods, people are creating connections. Some businesses are there to raise brand awareness and invite people back to the Dingle Peninsula and to Kerry. So a lot of things going on. I suppose we're really lucky as well that the businesses over there have actually been invited to a couple of events, Irish business events. They have an event with the Congressman Richie Neal. So, you know, they're well looked after. It's a really, really important event for us.
Yeah, I suppose the aim of it is to really get the Dingle Peninsula's name out there, to, I suppose, attract those Americans who are attending the state fair to think about coming to the Dingle Peninsula on their holidays.
Absolutely. And I suppose, look, I know obviously it's the Dingle Peninsula Showcase, but ultimately we're at one of the end points of Kerry. Do you know what I mean? So very often, I suppose, Mary, when somebody does come from, you know, the kind of East Coast, they can't fly direct to Kerry yet, unfortunately. But, you know, they fly to Dublin, they fly to Shannon, they might spend the night in Killarney, they might spend the night in Tralee or Clare or wherever it might be. And Dingle is very often on that list for them or on their journey. And we want to, you know, make their stay in the Dingle Peninsula a memorable one and perhaps make it a longer one. You know, I suppose going forward, you know, we don't know what's going to happen globally from an economic standpoint, but one of our major goals here is to really, I suppose, introduce and reintroduce the concept of slow tourism, where people come, they stay for a little bit longer, they might stay for 5 to 7 days rather than 5 to 7 hours, and that's something that we really want to try and foster over the next couple of years. But I suppose our businesses on the ground there at the Big E, that is certainly one of their goals, is to encourage people to come to the west of Ireland and to experience what we have on offer here, and to experience the culture and to see what it's like to live like a local.
Yeah, and the American market obviously is hugely important to the whole of County Kerry.
Oh, I mean, it's massive. You know, I have many conversations each day, well, most days anyways, about could you imagine what Dingle would be like without American tourists, and it would be non-existent or near to non-existent anyway. So, you know, a lot of our, I suppose, businesses would say from Blennerville Bridge back would be in some way at least connected to tourism. I suppose, you know, when you look at our situation, Mary, you know, compared to maybe Tralee or Killarney or other bigger towns in the county, you know, we don't have factories or you know, big industry like that. You know, tourism is our main thing, so we really need to, I suppose, protect that, foster it, make sure we're doing the right thing, and make sure we're treating people properly when they come, you know. So yeah, look, I suppose all tourists, you know, Irish, European, French, German, they're all really, really important to us, but the Americans are definitely really, really important, and they keep coming back. And just, I suppose, from what we're hearing on the ground anyways as well, Mary, is that they're very happy to be back, and they're very happy to be back, you know, traveling without restrictions, and things are back to normal. So it's a huge industry for us.
Mm-hmm. And as part of the showcase, there'll be the Meet the Makers program. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
That's really, really important to us, I suppose. Again, it ties back into the people there in the US getting to actually meet the people that are making the produce, making the products. You know, you'll have the dailies there that are making the Dingle Crystal, and I suppose that's going to be, you know, for us anyways, and for the Daily family that actually got to create that, the Dingle Crystal Bowl that held the shamrock for President Joe Biden on St. Patrick's Day. So the guys at Dingle Crystal are expecting a busy 3 weeks, I think, anyway. So, you know, that's just for example. You have the people from the distillery there, you'll have Fran there from Dingle Linen. So people are getting to meet the people that are making the produce, and I think that's something that we really want to try and, I suppose, get across as well. And it's not just going over there to sell stuff and to, you know, get rid of as many products as they can. It's really about meeting the maker and meeting the person who made the product that you're purchasing or that you're thinking about purchasing, and really learning that story behind it as well. So again, that's another thing that we're trying to promote and push.
Yeah, and that whole concept, I suppose, you know, understanding and knowing the story behind something, that can really stick with the person, and I suppose that'll keep Kerry in their minds then, that it might be top of their list to come and visit.
Absolutely, Mary. Like, you know, I suppose, again, just on that, the Meet the Makers program, when you, I know myself, like, if you go somewhere and you meet someone and they tell you about what they're creating and why they're creating it and why generations before them created it and how important it is that it's created where it is, so on the Dingle Peninsula or in Kerry, because that money then stays within the county and it stays, you know, to put kids through college and to put food on the table. And it's the story behind it. I think that's really the most important thing. You know, sometimes I suppose when things get really busy and stuff, we can lose the story aspect and just focus on the sale aspect. But I think the story aspect is something that, as an organization anyway, as DPTA's goal going over to the Big E this year was showcase but also tell the story. That's really important.
Just before we finish, Shane, for those people maybe in West Kerry or other parts of County Kerry that haven't been able to head along over to the States, including yourself, you're back in Dingle running your new shop there. People can follow the Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance and all the West Kerry businesses that have headed over to the States. Plenty of information on your Instagram, Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, social media, we have an amazing guy there on the other end of the social media pages for the next couple of weeks, Jamie Flannery, who's a former Rosa Tralee Escort of the Year. So great local man over there doing good work. So I do encourage anybody to head over there and just follow the Dingle Peninsula Tourism Instagram page, the Twitter, the Facebook. Jamie will be highlighting all the local businesses over there, and they have a couple of TV interviews, I think, in the US lined up for next week as well. So we're hoping to put the peninsula and Kerry on the map as best we can.
Absolutely. And finally, we just mentioned there, you're running a new business back in Dingle. You've recently opened out west.
Yes, thank you, Mary. My girlfriend and I have had a busy 7 weeks. We opened out west on the Saturday of the August bank holiday, right in the middle of Dingle on Green Street. Yeah, so I suppose my partner actually set up out west nearly a year ago now at this stage, and we were, you know, trading online coming out of the pandemic. We create our own line of kind of outdoor adventure lifestyle where we kind of source and make everything ethically out in Portugal. So the opportunity came up to open a store, and yeah, we just grabbed it with both hands, and so much so that we were so busy, you know, the hour before we opened on our first day, the till wasn't working, but we figured it out, and we've got through the first 6 or 7 weeks, and yeah, it's going great. And if anybody's around Dingle, or, you know, anybody wants to pop in and say hello, we'd love to see them.
Okay, well, look, Shane, continued success to yourselves in your new business, and of course best of luck to all of the businesses and everyone involved in Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance that have headed over to the States to the Big E. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me on, Mary, appreciate it.
Shane Vinn there, chair of the Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance.